Thank you. All lines are now bridged.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Health IT for the Care Continuum Task Force meeting. Today we have with us Carolyn Peterson and Chris Lehman, the co-chairs of the committee, and also Susan Chrisley. And we will get started as other task force members join. So I'll hand it over to Chris, or Carolyn, I'm sorry.
Good morning, everyone. And I want to thank everyone for coming to this, what we hope will be the last meeting, which we know came up on quite short notice. We have a bit of review to do of the recent HITECH meeting on Monday, and also one last item to revisit before we finalize the language in our transmittal letter. So with that, I will just pass the mic to Chris for any opening remarks.
So I don't know, Carolyn, if it was just me, but I had a hard time hearing a bit of what you said got garbled. Good morning, everybody. Chris Lehman, I'm very pleased that we have an opportunity to actually talk about the feedback that we got from the HITECH committee. We received some pushback, particularly about the data segmentation for privacy recommendation that came out of this committee. And we are asked to look at it again. And I think we can go straight into the feedback that we received from the HITECH. Carolyn, would you be able to kind of summarize what we received in form of pushback?
Sure, and I'll try to speak louder to see if that will help the communication. So we presented our recommendations, and all of them except for the recommendation about the data segmentation for privacy were approved for inclusion in the transmittal to the national coordinator. And that is really good news, because I think the bulk of our work related to the pediatric recommendations and conditions, and it's good to see that moving forward. With regard to the language around data segmentation for privacy, we did not make a specific recommendation. If we look here at slide number 5, the language that we had included in the transmittal letter is in the blue paragraph, the first and third paragraphs on this page. And we were asked by Sasha Termott, with support from a couple of other members, Stephen Lane and another individual, that we include the red language. I'll read that because I know it's quite small on the slide. The task force understands that there are reservations about implementation of DS4P that need to be addressed prior to requiring it. These include safety implications, medical, legal, recording, record keeping requirements, leakage, or the concern that segmentation will not meet user expectations, particularly regarding narrative content, as well as the significant scope of the development represented. Governance will be necessary to prioritize use cases for industry consideration, address the issues identified, and facilitate consistent implementation. So what we were asked to do, I said I thought we should bring this language back to the task force and have a broader discussion, because this language brings up a number of points that were not discussed at all or mentioned in our task force meetings. And also, frankly, when I look at this language, I see a number of kind of broad clauses that you could apply to anything. Significant scope of the development, lots of things that are discussed and recommended require significant development. Questions about whether something will meet user expectations, I think that's
really
always a question about everything we do.
Yeah.
So I'm looking to get the temperature of the task force on this language.
Before you jump in, Sue, if
okay.
if I may give
on me. Go ahead.
No. I want to hear from you, but I wanted to give some color. During that call during the meeting, I wasn't in the room, but during the call, there was actually some discussion about the amount of development work DS4P would take. And there was great concern that this would be an undue burden on vendors. And you know, I think this is an important color that I wanted to make sure we added on this call. And I'm always leery, you know, if you recall the 21st Century Cures Act managed to remove the FDA oversight of EHRs as medical devices. And, you know, we see how well an industry works that allows the industry itself to regulate it, as we just saw with the Boeing MAX planes. So I have a bad taste in my mouth from this modification. I worry about this task force might be downstream being accused of bending to industry demands. But on the at the same time, I want to be as objective as possible and hopefully return with something that allows everybody to live with the result and make it generates an improvement in the safety and privacy and security of electronic health records. So now I'm going to stop talking and let you jump in, Sue.
And just for clarification, at the HITECH meeting, Sasha Termat had said that the EHRA determined that it would take 20,000 hours to develop the functionality for DS4P. I didn't see any documentation of that. That was just the verbal presentation.
So to be completely transparent, my company sits on the EHRA. So, but it's still. So here's the problem. Okay, we have to do this. Nobody. And if we don't wander here, and I could write some red language that equally said that without privacy standards and widespread adoption, we will never get interoperability, because there will be either there will be privacy that is not protected, or there will be withholding of critical information to impact patient care. So I could write red language that goes in the exact opposite direction. My question, and I don't understand what we have the power to say and do and what we don't, is the answer is that we have to tackle it. And so the question is, where do we tackle it, right? I've been trying to tackle this in every domain that someone will listen to me, including, you know, HIMSS is considering putting a huge multi-stakeholder work group together next year to really sit down and come up with some standard language that people could live with. So I don't know what we as the group are allowed to do to push that envelope, but to say that we have reservations. No, we don't have reservations. We understand there are barriers and we need to work collectively to overcome them for the safe and keeping of medical records and optimum patient care and interoperability.
I
would rather make this a positive spin. I would rather make this a positive spin. We encourage, you know, all stakeholders to come together to solve this problem collectively, because without it, we are hindering patient care and interoperability.
And I think your point about the interoperability is a really, really important one. And I think your language that, yeah, we understand that there are barriers, but we also understand that this is needed. You know, just to support the big goal of interoperability is a really, really cogent and important message.
Yes, I wish we could just.
Sorry to interrupt. This is Sam. From a process perspective, should we have a screen up and some language that we're typing real time to capture this?
That would be great.
That'd be lovely, Sam.
Is that I hate putting Steph on the spot. Steph, is this feasible for you?
Sure. Yeah. Let me pull something up.
We've seen that work miracles before.
Yeah, she's pretty amazing. So let's just give Steph a few seconds here. Let's pull up a screen, and then let's just pause and circle back on that link that the group just So what?
Don't forget what you said, Sue.
Yeah, so let's just give Steph a few seconds to get that down. I think that will help.
Thank you, Sam. That was a good suggestion.
Sure.
But it sounds like at least people agree with me that I can't just say, yes, add the red language. It needs to be spinned to call to action, not to, this is too hard, let's back away. We got to lean in, not lean back.
Absolutely.
I think you have consensus on this call.
So do we want to start from scratch, or should we kind of edit
we'll go back and edit later. Let's just get the new – why don't you just do a space stuff and just say new language and then type that, and people will understand that we'll streamline this. And so type new language.
Sure.
And I think then what we're doing is I think what I'm hearing is the group would like to supplant the red language and develop new language. And so what I heard was, and we can fix this from a syntax and, a sentence structure, but let's just capture the main points. We understand there are barriers, but we also wanted to encourage or urge all stakeholders to come together to do this work, and that it supports interoperability. But let me pause, Sue. Do you want to circle back on your main points and give Steph a few seconds to type them down?
Yeah, let's get Sue to reformulate it. I think this is close, Sam, but it's not quite what she said.
Yeah, I know. I'm punting back to her. Thank you.
Yep. So I'm going to try to play this back in my head, although the closed captioning probably could get it. The task force acknowledges that there are barriers to optimal implementation of DS4P for privacy, however, it is critical, pick something, for interoperability, for successful interoperability, to encourage all stakeholders to come together to create something solutions.
Viable solutions for the implementation of DS4P.
And then I would say something about, there are two drivers for coming together to complete this work. The first is that patient and privacy must be maintained wherever information flows in the healthcare continuum. And the second is that in the world of increasing connections and interoperability, accurate and complete information needs to be transmitted to make appropriate decisions at the point of care. And without solving this problem, patient care and safe transfer of information is compromised. Now go pick at it. At least I threw it out there.
this is a good start. I think we should acknowledge, with a nod to Sasha and others, we should acknowledge the points that they brought up, that they found, that they identified as barriers. It's perfectly okay for us to acknowledge that those things that they outlined include are the barriers. So maybe we want to do some cut and paste from that. But I like the way you approach this.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so what we'll do is we'll streamline that. We will, and then we can work on this language today and send that back out, and we will incorporate those as qualifying examples of barriers that we acknowledge, to your point.
Perfect, Chris. Sam. Perfect.
Awesome.
Well, that's what we were supposed to accomplish today, right?
Well, I'm glad I dialed in.
We are too.
We are too, Sue.
Look, I'm going to have to eat this dog food, right? I'm also on the vendor side who's going to have to figure it out. But it's the right thing to do. We can't keep shying away from something that's totally at the crucial piece. The ONC can't say interoperability and ignore this. It's hard. It doesn't mean we don't have to solve. We have to solve it. It's just hard. So let's figure out the right resources to put the right people in the room to fix it.
I couldn't agree more, and I'm so glad that you were able to join us and bring a different vendor perspective to this.
Yes.
Yeah, they might kick me out of EHRA, but that's okay. I'll stand up for it there too.
Well, we'll still be your friends. How about that?
Yeah. Thank you so much, Sue. I really appreciate your assistance getting some good language to do this and some assistance in dealing with this concern from High Tech.
I just ask, do we have, is Alex or Al on from ONC?
Hi, Sam. Alex is here.
Hey, Alex. When you look at the new language from an accuracy point of view in terms of what we're proposing in the rule, is there any comment or feedback you have for us that we want to share while we have Sue and other members on the line?
One sec.
This is the new language. Sorry to put you on the spot, Alex. This is the new language. If you click on the webinar link that Steph just typed.
Yep.
While you're reading, Alex, this sounds like the question. Anybody has any objection or forever hold your peace?
Would it be worthwhile to identify some of the barriers?
Sam already outlined that we're going to take the barriers that were outlined by Sasha, and we'll include them so that we actually reflect what she has been concerned about.
I want to just, Alex, I guess what I just want to make sure when we talk about viable solutions for the implementation of GS4P, from a content technical perspective, we don't need anything that would distinguish or include something around an API or distinguish with a CCDA. So I guess that's what I'm asking, if you're fine with how this is stated.
Yeah, I think I'm fine with how it's stated. I'm wondering if it might be also worthwhile. So I guess like DS4P, you know, I'm not a developer, I'm not a vendor, I don't actually have to implement this standard. But, you know, just from my, like, personal, you know, view looking in, the actual implementation of the standard doesn't seem terribly difficult. You know, it's a pretty relatively simple set of labels that are applied to these types of documents. So I guess that's all to say, I wonder if we should add something about some of the other work that needs to be done to really operationalize data segmentation for privacy. So I'm talking about the types of like policy determinations that need to be made, the ability to actually interpret and appropriately interpret and process labels that come across on a segmented document.
So I could write you 3 pages on all of that of what my developers are going to need to understand what this means. It's going to be the interpretation. So any kind of language that talks about really taking a deep dive with subject matter experts and developers to how to understand exactly what they need to know to do this in a way that's consistent, has optimum user and patient impact, et cetera. I don't care how we say that, but there are a million pieces that go into this, right? It's the devil's in the details is what we're really saying. And when EHRA pushed back and said 20 grand, some of that is because this is a little loose. And every time we do something a little loose, you get people trying to interpret things and do things in different ways, which creates another problem, which is why I really am pushing for a multi-stakeholder group in the room to come to consensus so everyone has a chance to say, but what else did I not consider here, right? Because we only know what we know on our side of the fence.
Is there any, you mentioned potential future HIMSS let stakeholder work. Is there anything in the public domain on their website or that's underway regarding that?
It's not in the public domain yet. I can certainly connect you to the people who are considering it via email, and you can sort of tell them where we are and find out where they are and see if there's a way to sort of make that happen. I'm more than happy to make that introduction if you want it.
Yeah, no, I think we have those connections. I was just wondering if there was something to incorporate.
No, they were internally discussing it as a focus for 2020, and they said they would get back to me at the end of May, and I haven't heard back yet.
Okay, so I think we have an approach for revised language. We have SUSE that we will then pivot to acknowledge some of the barriers and leverage some of the language from Sasha. We could additionally include a sentence or two that, Alex and Sue's point around, kind of what future work may look like. So do we want to do that? Future work considerations include?
Because otherwise people can't envision it.
Yeah, we can do that offline as we fine-tune this language.
Yep. Okay.
I have two thoughts. One is the $20,000 figure. Is that?
Excuse me. No, excuse me. That's not $20,000. That's 20,000 hours.
Okay.
Was misquoted in the text. So it is. Epic suggested that it will take them 20,000 hours developer time.
Not if they have better understanding of the, if the details are worked out and implemented easier. So, I don't feel bad because they can amortize that over a huge user base. I got 4,000 people I got to amortize it over. So figure it out.
So, Carolyn and Chris, are we ready to go to public comment?
Yeah, I think we can do that.
Okay, operator, can you open the line for public comment?
If you would like to make a public comment, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the queue. You may press star 2 if you would like to remove your comment from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys.
Do we have any calls in the comment line?
Not at this time.
Okay. Carolyn?
Let's just circle back and see if anyone has any further comments or any other fine-tuning that you want to do on this language right now. I think we can do some of this offline, but did you have any other thoughts, Sue, that you wanted to share, or Chris?
No, thank you so much for entertaining and making those what I think are appropriate and adjustments to that language.
Well, thank you for being willing to come for a very late last-minute meeting. I really felt you'd have good perspective, and I didn't think that this is something that Chris and I should just approve or take forward without the task force input. So thank you to you.
Thank you, everybody. I am very glad we had this call.
Great. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, everyone. We will get revised draft language out for any offline further input and review.
Okay. Thank you so
Sounds
much.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.